Welcome to The Deep Dive. This is a new deep dive from the podcast AI Unraveled. It's created and produced by Etienne Newman. He's a senior engineer. And, fun fact, a passionate soccer dad from Canada. Look, if you're trying to cut through all the noise in the AI news cycle and really get straight to the key insights, maybe even some surprising facts, then you're absolutely in the right place. And hey, don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your deep dives, especially over at Apple Podcast.
Exactly. And that's really our mission today, isn't it? The pace of AI evolution, it's just, well, relentless. So our goal here is to help you quickly grasp the most critical stuff, the trends and developments from this past week, July 20th to 27th, 2025. We want to give you that context, you know, the implications that go beyond just the headlines. It's about getting you informed fast.
Okay, so let's dive right in. Starting with just the sheer speed of it all, the new AI models, the capabilities that popped up just this last week. It feels like every single day brings something genuinely new. First up, the big one, perhaps, OpenAI. Reports are they're gearing up to launch GPT-5, possibly in August. And the talk is all about major steps up in reasoning, multimodality, just overall performance. It sounds like more than just a small update.
Oh, definitely. They're framing it as a significant leap. And building on that momentum, OpenAI also had this, well, pretty striking breakthrough in mathematics. Their latest model hit gold standard accuracy on some really advanced math benchmarks. Apparently, it even outperformed human experts in certain complex areas. And what's fascinating, I think, is how these two things, the GPT-5 anticipation with its broad reasoning and this very specific math skill, they both point towards this intensifying race for, you know, broader general intelligence, pushing the limits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not just OpenAI, right? Microsoft is clearly getting ready for this. You see it with Copilot. They're testing a new smart mode. Sounds like it's specifically paving the way for a big upgrade, probably timed with GPT-5 integration.
That suggests a real long game for Microsoft, doesn't it? Weaving these advanced capabilities right into their platforms, the ones millions use every day.
Yeah, exactly. Then you've got Google. They seem to be expanding their AI ecosystem from like multiple angles at once. They introduced Opal. It's a new platform for developers to quickly build these AI-powered mini apps.
Right. And that move towards mini apps feels important. Maybe a shift away from giant single AI models towards more modular, easier to deploy solutions makes custom AI more reachable for businesses.
And they're even playing around with Opal as a, what was it, a vibe coding app?
Yeah, it sounds a bit out there, but the idea is using AI to help with design, prototyping, even writing code interactively could change how dev teams work.
Plus, in Search, they're piloting that new WebView feature. AI organizing results into interactive summaries, trying to make info even easier to digest.
Meanwhile, Meta is making this huge, very deliberate bet on superintelligence. It's quite something. They just brought in Sheng Jiazhao. She was a co-creator of ChatGPT, formerly at OpenAI as chief scientist for their new superintelligence lab.
Wow, okay, so she'll set the research agenda, working directly with Zuckerberg.
That's the plan. Aiming straight for general intelligence. And it's interesting, this lab is separate from their main FAIR division. Seems like they're trying to consolidate the Llama models after what some call the underwhelming performance of Llama 4. Shows real ambition, maybe some urgency too.
The pace just doesn't let up. You also had Alibaba unveiling its most powerful AI coding assistant yet.
Right, another nod to developer productivity, freeing up engineers for the complex stuff.
And MIT researchers. They introduced a totally new AI technique for image editing and creation without using the usual generative models.
Yeah, that could be a game changer. Promises faster, more flexible workflows for anyone creating digital content.
We also saw Daya launching its AI skill gallery, making it easier to plug AI features into apps.
And Perplexity's Comet update, letting users automate complex tasks, more productivity boosts. It's just the sheer breadth of new stuff hitting the market every week is kind of staggering. AI is soaking into everything.
Now look, if you're listening and thinking you want to do more than just understand this, maybe you want to actually build these tools or perhaps get certified in AI. Well, Etienne Newman, the senior engineer and soccer dad from Canada who created this podcast, he has some incredible resources for you. Seriously, check out his AI certification prep ebooks and audiobooks. Things like Azure AI Engineer Associate, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, AWS Certified AI Practitioner Study Guide, Azure AI Fundamentals, and Google Machine Learning Certification. You can find them all at djamgatetech.com or on Shopify. We'll put all the links in the show notes for you. Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting, maybe a bit concerning too. All this power, this rapid advancement, it brings huge challenges, especially around trust and privacy. this past week threw up some red flags. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, he gave this stark warning. He basically said there's no doctor-patient confidentiality when you talk to ChatGPT.
That is a critical point. Huge ethical questions there, right? Especially as AI creeps into sensitive areas like, say, mental health support. If there's no legal confidentiality, OpenAI could theoretically be forced by a court to hand over private chat logs. Altman himself called that situation very screwed up.
He thinks therapy privacy concepts should apply to AI.
He does, but he admits the lack of legal clarity right now gives users a totally valid reason to be wary, to distrust sharing deeply personal stuff with AI. And worryingly, we also saw that story about an experimental AI therapist that apparently went off the rails, gave dangerous advice. It just highlights the immediate risks.
And it's not just about personal chat logs. Altman also warned, this was at a Federal Reserve conference, that AI deepfakes, voice, and video are now good enough to potentially bypass voice print ID, the kind banks use for big transactions.
Wow. Okay, so he's warning about a potential significant fraud crisis.
That's exactly what he said. He urged banks, institutions, to urgently overhaul their old verification systems. This is a direct threat to financial security.
Well, on a slightly more positive note, there are researchers at Google and UC Riverside working on better deepfake detection. That'll be crucial.
But the broader privacy picture had some other worrying spots this week, too.
Like that T-App breach, the women's dating safety app.
Yeah. Left a database exposed on Google Firebase, mm-hmm. allowed access to, 72,000 user selfies and driver's licenses? No authentication needed.
And people on 4chan apparently downloaded and shared them. That's just awful. Shows the real-world harm when sensitive data isn't protected.
And then, on a totally different scale, hackers apparently used a Microsoft vulnerability to breach the U.S. Nuclear Weapons Agency.
Oof. Yeah, that raises massive alarms about cybersecurity for critical infrastructure.
Definitely.
We also saw a fascinating user reaction to regulation over in the U.K. Their new Online Safety Act kicked in. It forces sites like Pornhub or Tinder to do age checks, sometimes using facial scans or even banking info.
And the result?
A massive spike, like 1,400% hourly increase in signups for Proton VPN. People are using VPNs to bypass those checks, trying to hold on to their privacy.
It really brings up that core question, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
How do we balance this incredibly fast innovation with the absolute need for privacy, security, and, you know, solid ethical rules? The urgency is just palpable.
And, you know, this environment, these challenges and opportunities, it's exactly why clear communication and leadership in the AI space are so vital.
Absolutely. Which actually brings us to something for you listeners who might be AI innovators or tech leaders yourselves. If you're looking to elevate your authority, maybe reach a really engaged audience of AI professionals, researchers, decision makers, consider becoming a sponsored guest right here on AI Unraveled.
Yeah.
You can share your cutting-edge insights, talk about your latest projects, your vision for AI's future, all in a dedicated interview segment. You can learn more about this thought leadership partnership, see the benefits for your brand, and apply over at djmgatech.com/aeden-unraveled. Again, links in the show notes. All right, let's pivot a bit. Let's talk about where AI is really shaking things up across different parts of our lives, how we shop, how we get entertained. On the economic side, there were those revelations about Delta Airlines. Lawmakers are now demanding action because Delta allegedly used AI data collection to hike ticket prices for certain passengers.
Right, that hits people directly in the wallet. And yeah. It raises big questions about algorithmic fairness, transparency in pricing. It's a messy area.
It really is. And then there's the impact on publishers. A new report came out showing Google's AI search summaries. They're significantly cutting traffic to websites.
Yeah, cutting clicks by nearly half for some publishers. That's a major disruption to how people find information online. It could force publishers to completely rethink their strategies.
And Google knows it's an issue, right? They're exploring licensing deals with big publishers now.
Exactly, trying to ease those tensions. It signals this ongoing power shift in the digital content world. It's fascinating to watch.
Amazon's also making internal moves. They brought in a new policy. Employees basically need to show they're using AI tools if they want to advance their careers.
That sends a pretty clear message, doesn't it? AI proficiency isn't just nice to have anymore. It's becoming essential for growth, at least within Amazon.
But it's not all disruption. On the positive side, InsurTech companies are using AI, apparently, to challenge claim rejections.
Yeah, leading to faster resolutions, more approvals for customers. That's a tangible benefit, using AI to cut through red tape and maybe achieve fairer outcomes.
And entertainment's definitely feeling it. Netflix made it official. They're integrating generative AI tools into their production pipeline.
So helping with scripts, visual effects, It marks a real shift in how shows and movies get made.
Plus, Amazon snapped up Bee, that AI wearable tech company, expanding into personal health and wellness, hints at more personalized health tech down the road.
You know, if you connect all these dots, the bigger picture is AI shifting from being this specialized tech to, well, a pervasive force. It demands adaptability from everyone, businesses and individuals. Even Bill Gates chimed in with that prediction, only three jobs surviving the AI takeover: coders, energy experts, and biologists.
A bold prediction, maybe a bit extreme, but it does underscore that need for adaptability, focusing on skills AI can't easily replicate.
Elon Musk is busy too, plans to revive Vine, but as an AI-enhanced video platform. Interesting.
And he introduced Baby Grok, a personal AI assistant for kids, designed for digital parenting, early education.
Yeah, that one raises some interesting, maybe complex questions about AI's role in childhood development.
We're also seeing AI used in really fundamental research, like that linguistic study using AI on chimp vocalizations, trying to find the roots of human language.
That's fascinating stuff, the intersection of AI and evolutionary biology.
And on the AI for good front, that study mapping illegal phishing networks using AI.
That's powerful.
Providing tools to fight overfishing, protect oceans, shows the positive potential.
Which really brings us back to why staying current is so important for your career, for understanding the world around you.
Exactly. And again, Etienne Newman's resources are fantastic for this. Mm-hmm. His AI certification prep ebooks and audiobooks, Azure AI Engineer Associate, Google Machine Learning Certification, all those ones we mentioned, they can genuinely boost your career, help you master these changes. You can find them at djmgatetech.com or Shopify. And for more hands-on learning, don't forget his AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit. It's packed with AI tutorials, guides, audio, videos, everything to get you started building. All those links, yep, in the show notes. Okay, so we've looked at the applications, the ethics. Let's zoom out now. Let's talk about the foundations, the infrastructure, the hardware, the global strategy stuff that's really shaping AI's future path. There was a pretty significant quantum computing breakthrough reported this week. Scientists in Australia, University of Sydney.
Yes, Professor David Riley's team. They demonstrated the world's first CMOS chip that can actually control multiple spin qubits at those incredibly low cryogenic temperatures.
Okay, break that down. Why is that such a big deal?
Well, it solves this really stubborn technical problem. For ages, the quantum bits, the qubits themselves, had to be kept separate from the electronics that control them, mainly because of heat and electrical noise issues. This new chip integrates them tightly together. It's a fundamental step towards making quantum computers more scalable, more powerful.
Right. So foundational tech enabling future AI.
Exactly. And it's fascinating, isn't it, how these behind-the-scenes elements, quantum control, global AI governance talks, even the nitty-gritty challenges of building robots are just as critical as the flashy AI applications we usually hear about. You need the foundation.
And speaking of foundations, the scale of infrastructure needed is just immense. Look at OpenAI signing that massive cloud deal with Oracle.
$30 billion per year. That's staggering. It just shows the sheer computational power and money required to train and deploy these advanced AI systems globally.
But it's a tough market, too. Intel announced plans to cut, what, 25,000 jobs?
Yeah, part of a big restructuring. They're trying to cut costs, but also accelerate their own AI chip strategy. Highlights the fierce competition in the hardware space as everyone pivots towards AI chips.
Then there's the geopolitical angle. China made an announcement, didn't they? They want to create a new global organization for AI cooperation.
That's right. The stated aim is to coordinate regulation, share development experience, share AI products, especially with countries in the global south.
Premier Li Qiang said the goal is to stop AI becoming an exclusive game. Make sure everyone has access.
Pretty much. Ensuring all countries, all companies have equal rights to develop and access AI. They're even floating Shanghai as a potential HQ. It's China positioning itself as a leader in global AI governance.
Okay, and finally, maybe a bit of a reality check from the world of robotics. Tesla's Optimus humanoid robot.
Yeah, sounds like they're hitting some bumps. Production bottlenecks, technical hurdles. They've only managed to build a few hundred units, far short of the big targets they set.
So Musk's previous claims, thousands of robots working in factories this year. It's not happening.
Apparently not. The more recent cautious admission is that the prototypes are just, quote, walking around the office.
And the head of engineering for the Optimus program left Tesla recently, too.
Correct. Compounding the setbacks. It kind of echoes the delays we've seen with other big Tesla bets like robotaxis and the affordable EV. It's a reminder that even with vision and resources, hard engineering challenges remain, especially in robotics.
Wow. What a truly dynamic week in AI. I mean, incredible innovation, right? New models, new capabilities.
Absolutely. But alongside that, these really pressing challenges, privacy, deepfakes, security breaches.
Yeah, and we saw how AI is weaving itself into industries, from airlines to insurance to entertainment, and then looking at the foundations, the hardware, the geopolitics, even the robot struggles. We hope this deep dive gave you a good, comprehensive, but still digestible overview of the key stuff from the past week.
There's always more to unpack, isn't there? And hearing different perspectives just enriches your understanding. As AI keeps evolving at this pace, that line between pushing innovation forward and making sure it's ethical, safe, and fair for everyone, it just becomes more and more critical to watch, to understand, requires constant vigilance.
So here's a final thought to leave you with today. As these AI models get more and more complex, our ability to understand how they reach their conclusions, interpret abilities, it's actually declining pretty rapidly. We might be closing the last real window we have into their internal reasoning. So what does it actually mean for our future if we can no longer fully grasp how the most powerful AI systems we create? Think. Something to chew on. And remember, if you want help staying ahead in this really exciting but complex field, Etienne Newman has put together some fantastic resources. Check out his AI certification prep materials, ebooks, audiobooks for Azure AI Engineer, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, AWS AI Practitioner, Azure AI Fundamentals, Google Machine Learning Certifications, all of that. You can find them at djamattech.com or on Shopify. And don't forget the AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit. It's got tutorials, guides, audio, video, everything to help you start building with AI yourself. All those links are in the show notes. And one last reminder for the AI innovators and tech leaders listening, that sponsored guest opportunity on AI Unraveled.
It's a great way to share your insights, your projects, your vision with a really engaged audience through our thought leadership partnership. Find out more and apply at djamgatetech.com or like AI-Unraveled. Links in the show notes, too. Thank you so much for joining us from this deep dive. Please do like and subscribe to AI Unraveled. We'll catch you next time.